Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, God will make known to you your life's journey. And while on that journey, he will give you fullness of joy. That's a promise, a beautiful promise from Psalm 16, verse 11. And why I encourage you and challenge some of you to get into the Word of God, because that's where you're going to find the truth. That's where you're going to find the joy that this world cannot give you, is in the Word of God, because Jesus is that Word that came in the flesh. Oh, that's going to be our verse for this week. I'm just so grateful that I can come to you live every day, Monday through Thursday. It's been a blessing for 28 years, and just a blessing to know, you know, what's going on in this world. And sometimes I give you some of that news, and most of the time I give you scripture to rely on and build your life on. And it's such a blessing for me. And I'm so grateful, first of all, to God, but then second of all, to Darren Carmack, who taught me how to be on the radio and how to do it on a daily basis and how to be faithful in the small things so that God can give you the larger things. And that's what you have to do, too. You start with small things, little by little, and then God is going to increase all of that wonderful benefit that he gives to you for your life. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. We had a wonderful time Saturday celebrating our Lord's resurrection. What a great time of fellowship in Bible study. And we always have such great, we get in a circle in my living room and we get going on the Bible study. It's just always so much fun. Iron, like my brother Jacob said Saturday, iron sharpening iron. That's right. And then around the table at lunch, because I don't have a whole lot of biological family near me here in Colorado, I'm so grateful for my spiritual family. And if you would like to become a part of Call to Freedom meetings, the next meeting will be April the 13th. That's my granddaughter's birthday. She'll be 26. Boy, that's amazing. I remember when she was born. Oh, time, doesn't it fly? It really does fly. So my scripture this week that I want you to focus on, maybe not memorize, but I hope that you memorize it. It's such an important scripture. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, I believe that Jesus is grace. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, that spirit of grace surrounds you all your life. Because he said in John 14, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So if he's full of grace and truth in John 1:14, then we know that grace is who Jesus is. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's such an important scripture. I hope you will memorize that so that you can say it when you're talking with people, when you're enjoying the Word together, because that Word became flesh and God filled him up with grace and truth. In fact, Jesus is the grace that surrounds us every day. And what an important thing to know, to get the real truth. Now, I really admire the Supreme Court and the conservative constitutional justices on the bench there, but sometimes they don't have the truth because we are human beings and we see things through different filters. And even though they stand on the Constitution, the conservatives, I'm so grateful for that. The only truth comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a great scripture this week. We're going to focus on that. And in the Passion, John 1, verse 14, first chapter of John is beautiful. In fact, because Resurrection Sunday is the 31st of March this year, we're reading through the book of John. Oh, what a great book to read through about Jesus. John 1, verse 14. And so the living expression became a man and lived among us. And we gazed upon the splendor of his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, overflowing with tender mercy and truth. That's right. Praise the Lord. Oh, we need to love like Jesus loved. I don't know if we'll accomplish that on this earth, but I'm daily asking God to give me more love for not only him, to see him in the full capacity, we can't, but in the capacity that we have the opportunity to, and also our friends and neighbors and loved ones. So don't relax and get into your comfortable recliner and think, well, we're going to win here and we're going to overcome and we're going to flow all over this earth. It's going to come little by little, friend. It really is. And your testimony is going to be part of that. When Jesus said to the people around him after telling them about the last days in Luke 21, I talked about that last Thursday, Luke 21, 34 through 36, he said, watch out, be on your guard, be alert. He was warning us because he knew these last days were going to be very serious days. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation and your mind get dulled by parties and drinkings and shopping and the worries of this life. So don't expect to get outside of God's perfect plan for this world as well as for you. I'm going to say that again in the Living Translation. Watch out, be on guard, be alert. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation and your mind get dulled by parties and drinking and shopping and by the worries of this life. Don't let that day catch you unaware like a trap. Have you ever been caught in a trap? Oh, I've heard, well, I've seen it in movies on television. I've heard it's just really horrible. For that day will come upon everyone everywhere at once living on the earth. Keep alert at all times, and whatever you do, don't go to sleep at the switch. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and the wits to make it through everything that's coming, that you may end up on your feet before the Son of God, not crunched down and crumpled down, but standing on your feet and praising him. And then we bow down to him. There's no way I can stand before him without bowing down to him and getting on my knees, and exalting him. God with us in Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel. Oh, we sang a song of tribute to him on Saturday. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. So you know that when you've accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, then God, Holy Spirit, God comes into you and he lives in you. Jesus is all of these glorious things in God. The Aramaic reads in John 1, verse 14, that we are going to be focusing on this week. He pitched his tent among us. This takes us back into the book of Exodus, where God came down and lived in the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, you know, that they took across the desert. They carried for 40 years in the wilderness. And we gazed upon him. That's one of the phrases in John 1, verse 14. It means we gazed upon his preciousness. When you love someone deeply, you say precious. I know my mom, she was always talking about those precious children, those precious grandchildren, those precious great-grandchildren. Everybody was precious to her. And that's what Jesus is. Once we realize what he did for us, what he's continuing to do for us, flowing in grace and truth, oh, we can say no more, but oh, you are precious, Lord Jesus. He was the unique and beloved Son of God the Father, the only way to reconcile God and the sinful human beings into a relationship of love and peace. Praise the Lord. Remember what the angels said in Luke 1. Glory to God in the highest. This is in Luke 2. I'm sorry, the reference was wrong. In Luke 2, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. Goodwill to all men. Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Finally, peace has come through the canceling of the sin that came into this world. That was Jesus' assignment here on earth, to bring peace. And the only way to bring peace to this hell-bent world was to die a horrible death on the cross. and he was so willing. All praise and glory to Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Oh, my heart is overflowing with praise to him today, and I hope you have had some time to praise him and worship him. He belongs, to him belongs all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Oh, my confession today by Rick Renner. I declare that Satan is not a force I'm trying to defeat, because he is already defeated. Hallelujah. I use my God-given authority to resist him, and he flees from me. No matter what demonic strategy may come against me this day, or how many demons may try to assemble together for my destruction, I never have to go down in defeat, because my God has told me, I've got this. I've got this, Barbara. I've got this, children. I've got this. When I look into the mirror, I see someone who already has the victory. I possess the authority necessary to keep Satan under my feet where he belongs. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Oh, and Jesus said in Luke 10, verse 19, behold, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you. That's what he said in Luke 10, verse 19. And in Romans 16, verse 20, he said, the God of peace, this is Paul, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. And Jesus has done this, and we can do that in Jesus' name. Do you know what Satan's plot is against you? Do you know why he's picking on you? He sees you as ripe for the pickings because you belong to God. And we see that in this country. If you call yourself a conservative, they put you right in a box with President Trump. No questions asked. You are stamped forever as a deplorable, as some people have said, the Hillary Clintons. So the Satan sees you the same way. If you belong to God, you're ripe pickings. And it's a lot like the left wanting to keep bringing the lies about President Trump to your ears so that you eventually will crumble and either not vote or vote for another candidate. I don't want you doing that. They are accusing President Trump of doing the very things that they themselves are doing. Oh, this is a prime tactic of the devil's kingdom, wearing you down and making you a wimp with no agenda and no hope. And we're not going to live that way. We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, and with God, he's a majority. He's a majority with us. So remember that, friend. The devil and the evil people of this world yell and scream and holler, but people who know the Lord have the peace that passes all understanding. But let's look what God has promised you. He is committed to taking care of you. So many scriptures indicate his love and watchful care of his children. And here's Hebrews 13, verse 5. And look what he warns you about at the very beginning of that scripture. For a long time, for many years, I thought, what does this have to do with God taking care of us? Because the first part of Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, be free from the love of money, trusting money more than you trust God. Oh, does that fit in there? Well, he knows how much longing for more money will influence you from staying close to him. You will fall away if you trust in money, the spirit of mammon that I spoke of a couple weeks ago, more than you trust in God. The rest of Hebrews 13:5 tells us of God's watchful care when we throw all our care on him, when we trust him with all our heart, then we don't trust in money any longer. That love of money has dissipated in our lives. And so the rest of Hebrews tells us how God cares for us. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assured us, I'll never let you down. Never walk off and leave you. We can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what. Who or what can get to me? Who or what can get to me? We can say with confidence that God is our helper. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful scripture, Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. So we who belong to him are safe in his arms. We're the only ones who can leave his presence to go exploring more attractive means of getting what we want. We're the only ones that can say boldly and stubbornly and stiff-necked, we can say, I don't want any more of that. And we can walk away. But until that time, we are secure in his hands. That's when the flesh rules, when we can walk away after knowing what Jesus did for us, and we walk away. Oh, so serious. 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5 tells us that in the last days, during the difficult times ahead, people will seek all kinds of avenues to escape, to be comfortable and at ease. When we trust in the Lord to take care of us, we will no longer focus and obsess over things that may make us satisfied for a moment. Yeah, a new outfit, a new car for a moment. But then it will not bring us the joy. In His presence is fullness of joy. I said that at the Slate today. In His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Oh, I accept that promise. I take that promise. Oh, we will see ungratefulness in these last days. We will see ungratefulness in all its selfishness being exhibited everywhere. Children will no longer respect and honor parents. I saw this many years ago when movies eliminated the presence of parents in the plots. Have you noticed that lately in these movies? Children have the rule of the house, and plots were centered around the children's activities, and the parents were nowhere to be seen. Have you really noticed that? I have. For years, the parents have had less and less and less influence on the children. And the world doesn't want the parents' input. And that's why the school unions are fighting the parents' involvement in the children's education. And this is totally satanic, folks. Social media is rampant with slander and gossip and tearing another person down, talking about them behind their back. They are cruel and hate anything that looks like truth or anything that is authentic. There is so much fakiness right now. Oh, you walk into a store, into a department store or a drugstore, you can find fake eyelashes, fake nails, etc. You can really doll yourself up if you want to. And I'm not even going to start with the fake body parts. Everything to make one look beautiful until you take everything off at night to go to sleep. Well, maybe they sleep in all that fakeness at night. I don't know what they do. But I love just crawling into bed and just having to wash my face and brush my teeth and feeling really good and clean. The thing is the world loves and immerses themselves in pleasure when God is the answer. Oh, how sad. Because that's not going to last. The pleasure and the love of the world, it's not going to last, but God is. And then there are some churches who act religious but reject godly guidance. They run away from honoring God, and there are people in the worldly churches who try to win you over with their ungodly and covetous manners. 2 Timothy 3:12 through 17 says, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Evil people and imposters will flourish, and they will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All scripture, every verse is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. And God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. It's so wonderful to know that when we go into these scriptures, this Bible I have in front of me, I know that it's the truth every time I read it. It's the truth. And I pray that you will have a spirit of discernment, even as you walk into a church. I know there were several churches that Darren and I walked into, and we sat down and we heard all of this ungodly stuff going on. And Darren took my hand, let's go. And we'd get up out of the audience and we'd leave. That happened more than 3 or 4 times. Because we want to hear the truth. We want to hear the Word of God, not a bunch of social agenda. So I hope you have that spirit of discernment on today. Praise the Lord. Oh, sometimes when I'm lonely and it feels like I'm the only one around and no one cares. Oh, God is there. Here's Terry McAllman.
Sometimes when I'm lonely and it feels like I'm the only
Sometimes when I'm lonely, feels like I'm the only one around and no one cares. You know that God is there. David wrote this in Psalm 139. Oh, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I cannot attain to it. No, we can't attain to God's high majesty. But David goes on to say, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, in hell, behold, you are there. Oh, he's just so wonderfully surrounding you every day, friend. If I take the wings of the dawn of the morning and I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there, thy hand will lead me, will hold me and lead me, and thy right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overpower me. Sometimes have you been in darkness when it was so dark you couldn't see your hand in front of your face? I remember when we went through Carlsbad Cavern in New Mexico. Our college choir went there to sing in New Mexico. And so we took a day off and went to Carlsbad. And they have a huge, bigger than a football field. And it's, they turned out all the lights And some of the girls went, ah! But they turned out all the lights and they said, try to see your hand in front of your face. We couldn't. It was so dark. Oh, and surely the darkness, when it overwhelms me, and the light around me will be my night. I say, but even the darkness, David is saying here in verse 12 of Psalm 139, even the darkness is not dark to thee, and the light is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to God. They truly are, because he formed the darkness and he formed the light. Praise the Lord. And you did form my inward parts. You did weave me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made by your hands, and my soul knows it very well. We need to praise God more about what he has done to make us who we are. We are wonderful human beings who have the capacity to love like no other creature on this earth. No other creature on this earth, because God has made you in his image and in his likeness. Oh, just think on that. Think on that until I join you again tomorrow. I love you. God bless you and take joy. Remember, he's your fullness of joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.